Well, hello and welcome. It's another Monday, and so another episode of The Horrible Influence.
Should we start dating these? Should we stay?
I thought you were going to ask me if we should start dating, and I was like, finally.
Finally. Episode 16?
Sure.
Episode 16.
Yep. There it is. Yeah, what is today's date? The 1st of February.
February 1st. Mm. Time flies when you're having fun.
2016 is the longest year I've ever been in. Just want you to know that already.
Yeah, it's... Yeah, I need to get my shit together. It's not going well so far.
You gotta look at the bright side, man. It's going great. It's going fantastic. Got a couple of episodes out. Viewer base is like quadruple digits.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy. Are we at 1,000 views or listens?
Yeah, we are.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, just over. So welcome, all of you.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Kill
everyone.
John Lennon. Wait. So, man, as always, what have you been up to?
Not a lot. It was a quiet week. Friday, Melissa and I got to go see Godspeed You, Black Emperor. That was interesting. I'd never seen a band like that live. They're like, it's all
super
instrumental.
Death metal?
No, it's all instrumental. It's rock, but no vocals. Songs are like 10 to like 15 minutes long.
Holy crap.
It was.
How long was the show?
It was average length, but they just played like 3 songs instead of
that was it.
A record.
Well, that's
that
cool.
That was neat. And then I just happened to see that one of my friends from the Navy was visiting from San Diego, so we were able to meet up with him on Saturday. So that was pretty rad. I hadn't seen him in like four or five years, something like that.
That's pretty dope. Did you always run it into people?
Yeah. It's neat.
I don't run into anybody from the Army. Unless I specifically go find them. bit of an occupier, us Army boys. we find a land and then we never leave.
Yeah. Yeah, we just bounce around places.
Well, man, I actually had a pretty eventful... couple of weeks, and that'll not a couple of weeks, eventful week, and we'll get into most of that during the video game section because that's what I did. Got
nice.
Beta news and scrap mechanic news, a lot of good games.
Oh yeah.
But first, I'd like to kick around the science news of the week. I need one of those sweet sound bites. Like I need. Neil deGrasse Tyson to come out here and go, here's
like
just
that.
Science news of the week from this fucking idiot. I'll be like, all right.
Get that, like, breaking news, like, telegraph.
Beep, 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 beep. We need somebody that knows what they're doing to start making sound stuff for us.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool. Because yeah. I don't. So. It won't be me. That's for
sure. We're good enough
sure.
That we got the that we got these... fucking microphones working. That's like a solid 8-10 episodes of us just fiddling around trying to get these to work.
Seriously.
But a couple of things on the fringe end of the science world here. There was a story published about the quote-unquote evidence of parallel universes, the evidence of a multiverse.
Really?
What it's showing... basically is the waves that have been monitored of the furthest ends of our universe that we can see. So we're picking up radiation constantly, and we're using X-rays and picking up gamma that comes through. And what they found is a certain direction that these are pointed in have found more light and... radiation being emitted than is being emitted in any other section, no matter what direction you look. And what they believe this is showing is the multiverse theory is that there are just a ton of universes kind of all stacked up like rows of pool balls, right?
Okay. So you got
billiard balls just laid up end to end to end to end for infinity, right? And then each one of these is our universe and then another one and another one and another one.
Sure.
Instead of having the universe, you would have this multiverse. These are expanding and moving since the Big Bang. So this takes the Big Bang theory and kind of puts it in with the multiverse theory that everything did start, but instead of creating one, it created, you know, an infinite number.
Mm-hmm.
They believe that the only way to ever truly show this would be if two collided.
Yeah.
And they believe that ours is bumping up against another multiverse.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah, and that's what's causing this disturbance far, far off and unimaginable ways off in the distance. And if you look at the imagery of it, it's... The one thing that kills me about all of this is the gigantic theories that come out of what seems to be, a nondescriptive picture. Like, I look at it, and I'm like, oh, there's a couple extra blinky dots in that direction. And these guys come up with that it's proof of a multiverse. They're hoping in the next 5 to 7 years of monitoring this that they believe they found... they found the key evidence of two of these colliding. So they've now focused in on this area. And I don't know what they would be looking for. Would you be looking for, like, multiple instances of the same thing?
Shit.
It would be,
I don't know,
two opposite ends. So what would you would find, like, two stars occupying the same general area?
Is it like the edges... Man, I don't even know what goes into it. Like, is it like the friction of the two of them, like, rubbing against each other?
They're just these two balls, and the way that they show it on the depiction is two of them are just kind of bumping into each other, and there's a slight overlap. So if you imagine two bubbles you blew kind of banging into each other, they would fold up and press. And I don't know if they mean that they would overlap any or if it's just crunching all of that together, and that's why you're seeing so much radiation.
Yeah, that's interesting.
It, you know, the pictures don't lie on this one.
Is there somebody with like a counter explanation that it's like, oh, it's not a multiverse, it might just be this?
I haven't seen anything yet, but then again, this could just be somebody jumping at the first bit of this information. I mean, this is the data has been, I think it's only 5 months old.
Okay.
Well, it's pretty new that we found this, but the idea of a multiverse, everything that we study, everything that we look at, to me is so insanely unrealistic to imagine.
Yeah.
I don't even mean that it's unrealistic, like it couldn't happen, just the idea that we can grasp it is crazy. Like, we think we grasp our solar system,
right?
But we don't. We just don't. Like, you don't understand the distance.
That's huge. No pun intended. Like, it's definitely not something that's... I mean, I don't. I'm not saying that because I do. Like, I have no fucking concept of how big everything is.
No, I remember being a kid when I was very first interested in probably 8 or 10 when I stopped giving a shit about this planet and wanted to know what was out there. And trying to imagine infinity would give me a panic attack. Because you can go, well, infinity, it goes on forever. If you really try to imagine the void, it should scare the shit out of you.
Yeah, it's, for real. It's depressing. Dude, that first episode of Cosmos was, it made me fucking sad. I didn't sit there like, oh, yay, I learned some science. It's like, ugh.
Yeah.
Well, this
we'll never get there.
Dumb.
And then it's like, well, not in our lifetime, not in 100,000 lifetimes. Like, I don't know. I don't want to put too large of a number on it, but
I don't know. Maybe if the technological breakthroughs start to come through like they were 50 years ago, 60 years ago, come through at that rate, maybe, I don't know, maybe AI will help us break from this.
Yeah. AI would be the way. I mean, and we've even talked about it before, the idea that a self-replicating, self-repairing, what do you want to call it, a system, not really a robot, but a colony of robots, a hive mind, would be the only way for humans to leave their mark or to touch distant galaxies. So if you could have, and we've talked about it before, but if you could have a robot go out and then build on itself and learn from the universe and make itself better and then continue on and then continue on and keep repairing and building and figuring out its own new power sources, eventually a distant ancestor or the opposite of an ancestor generations after that initial robot that we built would eventually reach somewhere and could give it like, hey, there's a planet. 600,000 years ago, there was life there, but like, your guess
knows?
Is as good as ours. Yeah. If they're still there, this is what they look like. Yeah, they were monkeys that stood up and walked around. Yeah, I know it. Yeah, no, most of their hair fell off. I know, it's crazy. Here you go. Like, that would be the only way, right? I mean, as far as we can comprehend, that would be the only
way. It would probably make a full loop, and we'll find out that the universe is round, and the robot will just take off, and then 600,000 years later, it'll end back up on Earth, and then somebody will fucking shoot it, and then that'll be the fucking end of it.
I got one of them Amazon drones.
Yeah. I don't know, maybe if they can get, I mean, faster than light travel still isn't as fast as what would be needed to travel those distances, but it would be fucking cool if they got that stuff figured out. They found out that it was possible. And
yeah, there was a small report, and I couldn't find a whole lot on it, but we've observed, was it gamma particles? I don't want to misquote what it was, but we observed something in the universe that, I don't know how they believe this, but was moving faster than light. I don't know if it was verifiable or not. I feel like if it was verifiable, somebody would have made a lot bigger stink of it than that, but something tracked something moving across the universe, and by putting place markers there, said, well, that thing's moving faster than light's moving. Which, I mean, if we could, I think just learning that something does do that would break that.
Yeah, dude, for sure.
The stigma.
Like, as soon as we found out that that was a possibility, then, I don't know, it's like breaking the high score in a game. Like, once you see that you can break the high score once, like, you know you can do it again. And once you know you can do it, then it's much easier. You don't doubt yourself as much.
Right. Like, right now, we aim at light speed, and we're trying everything to get there. And I think as soon as we figure out that that's not even a fucking speed limit, like, that's not even a thing, then we'll try all types of crazy shit and maybe land on FTL before we even hit light speed.
Yeah. It'd be pretty interesting. It'd be cool. Yeah. We'd sit here and talk about sci-fi all day, but like some,
I know it,
like gate system or something like that, that you could warp between solar systems, galaxies, all that shit. That'd be pretty neat. Not in our fucking lifetime, but
no, the idea of actually crossing that distance, at least in my knowledge of physics, is just unreasonable. It's impossible. I mean, even if, like you said, FTL wouldn't, like, twice the speed of light would still take you hundreds of years.
Right.
It's, how fast could you possibly go? Three times the speed of light? Three times the speed of light. Let's go that fast. Still can't reach anywhere with life.
Right. Yeah, it's bananas.
That's depressing. So then you have to find a way to figure out what wormholes look like and what it would take to do it.
That's what we need Matthew McConaughey for.
Whew. As long as I stay away from Matt Damon, that idiot keeps... I finally watched The Martian.
Did you like it?
It was really good.
Right on.
I enjoyed it.
I didn't get to see it, or I haven't seen it yet. Yeah, what'd you watch it on?
TV, Xbox.
On like HBO Go, or did you rent it?
No,
or
it's Xbox has that movie rentals.
Oh, okay.
Microsoft rentals or whatever. So
right on.
I just rented it. Actually, I think I bought it. It's a good one.
Oh yeah.
I thought it was much more believable than, like, Interstellar was a fantastic movie, I thought. And,
yeah.
That's one that Neil deGrasse Tyson even talks about quite a bit on the science behind it, although very theoretical.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Was based in mathematics. So, you know, he said other than the fact that habitable planets wouldn't be circling a black hole, and that they go on to say that if you fell into a black hole, the gravity difference between our feet and our head on Earth doesn't matter. It's too small of a distance. But at a black hole, it's so condensed and the gravity is so great that your feet being at a higher gravity than your head would turn you into a piece of spaghetti. Like, it would just tear you apart. Like, there's no, like, oh, I'm going faster. Like, your feet would move exponentially faster than your head is. It would never catch up.
Just
so
rip
you would
you
just
apart.
Yeah, you would just elongate indefinitely. While compressing you, so you're getting tighter and longer at the bottom. So you turn into a funnel.
You just rip apart.
It just I feel like. Yeah. Sounds real bad.
Yeah. Sounds awful.
Yeah, that's
maybe if they can design something that simulates gravity in space and then put that through the black hole so it counters the intense gravity.
Something that's
then we can
anti-gravity,
end up
a big
bookshelf.
Shell of anti-gravity. Man, I'd love to know where that shit goes.
Yeah,
that's another one. That's another one that almost makes my ears bleed when I think about it, is where is it going? Can't be created or destroyed. Where is it going? Hurts my brain cells. But other than the parallel universe thing, which unfortunately just not enough. I mean, it's a great theory and it's fun to think about, but
yeah,
shit, we can't even grasp how large the universe is, let alone if there was an infinite number of universes.
Right.
Or multiverses. Yeah. Can't call them uni anymore, I guess.
Maybe if one day we could communicate between all of them, then we could all work together across infinite universes to create.
Let's go, D-Wave. Get on your shit. We're looking at you.
Seriously, get that quantum computing shit going.
Yeah, get your super cool graphics computer going. I don't want to be able to play video games really fast. I want to know what the other side's thinking. Australians have put a damper on the other end of this. So we've got on one side of the Science Daily parallel universes, and on the other end, Australian science group put out that they think we are basically the bastard children of a dying universe. That if you went through the Gaian bottleneck, I don't know what to call it, not really a theory, but...
What is that?
It's showing how life will ultimately snuff itself out. And it's in two phases. It either does it almost immediately, or we'll end up nuking ourselves to death. Like, there's... there's no real instance where something will just continue. So they have and that little guy in bottleneck thing is it's a weird thing, because I believe something could break out of that cycle. I don't think that's a law. I mean, I know we tend to smoke ourselves off pretty quickly. Most of the animals here on Earth do. Even if there's no war, then there becomes famine. You either are too dumb to prevent your own demise from nature, or you become too smart and then you just kill everyone off.
Yeah, and
is kind of their theory on this. But their whole thing with the dying universe is if you take instances like Mars, that shows that it's bleeding off its ozone and its atmosphere still to this day. Whatever little is left is fleeting. It is, you know, it's dying more every single day. It's not like it's Earth or Mars is coming around. You know, it's gonna get better.
It's just a little sick right now, guys.
Just a little sick. We're gonna
send
go down there.
Cards,
and do a little,
we'll be fine.
Yeah, we're gonna do a little terraforming. She'll be all right. That everything we have found is at the end of its life cycle. All of the Earth-like planets that we have observed, they're all reaching the end of their phase. We haven't so far found one and gone, we found an Earth-like planet. It is in its beginning phase of habitable life. And it looks like in a couple thousand years, this thing's going to start turning around. It's going to be, you know, better and better and better.
Yeah.
Everything seems to be on the ass end of it. But that's kind of where they stopped off. They believe that the galaxy, the universe, may have had life. It may have even had intelligent life a very, very long time ago. But we are a blip, a phenomena of life at the ending stages. Of our universe.
Maybe we're looking the wrong direction.
Right. I wanted to know if there was anything to back up a dying universe. So that's what I started Googling. And I went down this pretty sweet rabbit hole. There's an organization called GAMA, which is the Galaxy and Mass Assembly. They group data from all of the major satellites. So they are the people that paint the larger picture of the sky that we see. GAMA has been monitoring since about the 1960s and doing the math from then till now. About 6 months ago, they released a report showing that the energy that they are observing from the cosmos is half of what it was 2 billion years ago. So if you run the timeline out of what we had in the 60s to now.
That's so crazy.
2 billion years ago, you would have seen double the amount of radiation from the heavens coming down.
From the heavens.
That number in correlation with how old we believe everything to be.
Yeah.
Seems to be a pretty rapid recession.
Decline.
Of energy here. I mean, you're down to a quarter of the energy in, you know, 1.5 billion, 2 billion years from now. You could see the end of this thing 4-6 billion years. It's not a long time when you think.
In the grand scheme of thing, it's not. But in our, like,
in our instance, we could die off. We could go away. Pluto could get hit by a giant asteroid, float all the way in, get trapped in the sun's gravity, and then get hit by a ice comet and turn into Earth in that time and die off and get sucked into the sun.
Right.
Like, it's huge amount of time. But if you were to go universe-wide, that's a blip on its radar. It's the universe has started watching reruns on Nick at Night and is sitting on its porch and yelling at people. Like, it would appear from what we can gather that it is dying, which if I go back to the Australian scientist theory here, could support that. You're looking at much higher ends of energy, much more volatility in younger planets. You could see a scenario, you could imagine a scenario where the universe was young and virile and, you know, producing life all over the place, and maybe we are. Maybe we're just a happenstance, a blip of life at the end.
Perhaps. Maybe it's the beginning, because we have no other proof of it anywhere else, yeah. So we really don't know how else it works.
Right.
Don't
this
know
could
what
be
any other scenario could possibly be. It's just, this is a crazy thing. It's all based on assumptions. You can call them theories, call them whatever you want. Like, it's just, I mean, I guess this is kind of what we have now.
Right. Yeah, we're taking even smaller snippets of information. So 1960s to now, I mean, come on. Like, you're taking 50 years of information.
And I wonder,
and equating it to billions of years
right,
of data.
I wonder, like, what the fluctuation is in that time. Like, the Big Bang, they say, was, what, 4 billion years ago? And they're saying that its energy has gone down in the last two. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. When a bullet's halfway to its target, like, the gun is still fucking, like, discharging. There's still fire coming out of the barrel. You know what I mean? Like, when you're shooting at a 50-yard target, like, you squeeze the trigger and
you're at almost, again, we have no clue if the Big Bang even happened, but their guess right now is about 13.7 to 13.9 billion years ago.
Oh, okay. Oh, my bad. 4 billion is when, God damn, what is the time frame for that? 4 billion is when how old the Earth is, right?
Right, when we started cooling down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, that was after, like, the dark period. My bad.
Yeah, so if you're looking at 14 billion years, if it truly did lose half in the last two, it becomes a more staggering number, right?
Yeah.
Because you're looking at, again, a small time frame compared. If you were about to be 14 years old and you had, you know, half of your life already gone, you're like, ugh. In the last 2 years, you lost half your life. Like, I felt great for the first 13, but son of a bitch, these last two have really taken it out of me. And people would be worried.
It's certainly interesting. I'm so curious about how accurate that stuff is. And I don't doubt those guys. I mean, they know way, way, way fucking more than I ever will, but they can be wrong.
It's still all calculation. You're taking a very hard number estimate to what, I mean, really, it's chaos.
Yeah.
You're saying, well, look, if it's they lost this much in 2 years, well, then you had to have lost, or 2 billion years, and you will have to lose this amount in four or this amount in eight. That's how we come up with how old the Earth is, how, you know, decay and everything. But for some stuff, I think it's great. For that, like you said, we really don't know. It could just be the initial cool down still. The Big Bang could have been so hot, so powerful, that this is still the beginning, and that great expansion that they think will go on forever, it may slow.
Yeah.
You know, and it may slow and cool, and then these giant gaseous planets may cool down and solidify. You know, we don't know. They've got more than enough mass.
Right.
Jupiter could pull itself down and eventually create, well, we don't even know what's down there, but it could, if it doesn't have a rocky core, it could create one.
That's so fucking weird.
Another 4 billion years from now, it may be Earth. It may be starting its wonderful life cycle.
I wonder what it smells like on Mars. I don't know. That's all. That's all that I have to offer on that.
Like, if you could smell it, what would it smell like?
Mothballs.
Well, if you'd seen The Martian, you know what part of it smells like. Poop. It's probably poop. It's a lot of interesting stuff, and I try to find the most outlandish things I can, and the problem with it is hurts my brain.
Yeah,
makes my eyes bleed a little bit.
There's a lot of arguments and counter arguments, and I've made the mistake a couple times of reading an entire article, and then like the end of it, it essentially ends like, and then Harry Potter woke up and everything was just a dream. Like somebody just made that up and wrote a fucking paper about it. You got me. Fuckers. Yep.
No, then that's what I was worried about with the guys that and the Space Aeronautics News Journal, whatever it was, that these Australian guys printed this, that we're the dying breed of life. It was so short that it could have been. It could have just been made up. You know, you don't know. So I tried to go on and find more. And, I mean, there's some stuff to – there's at least – a little bit of actual scientific theory out there, a little bit of research to show it.
Right.
I don't want to believe it. I don't want to think that we're it, man. I don't want to do it.
It's
depressing.
This Earth's pretty interesting. Earth is pretty neat, but I mean, a few of these people are assholes. Like I'd rather find somebody else that was cool that could fly around and shit.
I do kind of feel like a cunt, always worried about what's out there and not what's here. I mean, there's some incredible things. I like to think I traveled quite a bit of this planet, but there's still so much.
Oh yeah, there's that an entire continents here that I haven't even been to. I've been to a fair amount of places,
but it's not off. It's not off the rock.
Yeah.
I want to get off the blue ball and go to the red one. 2025, Elon Musk says he's going to start sending people.
Nice. That'll be.
I'm going to send him a solid letter saying that if he doesn't take commercial divers, like he can, we're at a discount, dude. We can do everything an astronaut can do. We bitch just a little bit more, mm-hmm. and we cost $25
an
hour.
Fraction of the price. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. You can get him out of school for $13.50 if you want.
Oh yeah, yeah. Grab them out of there. They'll die. They're fine.
Yeah, turnover rate's bananas, but.
But we can do it.
Oh yeah.
You just gotta take all of the equations and bullshit that we have to learn and just go now reverse it. Instead of pressure, you're looking at fucking vacuum, and you're fine. Just remember that. All right. Just changes everything to a minus. That'll probably get you there. Okay.
You'll be close.
Figure it out.
You'll be close. You'll
be close enough. Closer than anybody else. Closer than what they got to pay those cocky ass astronauts.
Seriously. Where do they get off at?
Fantastic. In other news, BOB believes the Earth is flat.
Oh, in better news. Yeah. Yeah, he does. Dude, and
him and Tila Tequila.
Yeah. Yep.
The two greatest minds of our generation.
Getting our brains checked by a musician and a reality show/ porn star.
You throwing that M word around.
Sorry.
Liberal.
a vocalist. Vocalist. Yeah.
Yeah. As far as rappers go, I like him, but...
Was it Amber Rose that called Kanye West out for getting fingers in his asshole? So
no,
that happened.
Oh, man, you got way better news than I do.
So that happened.
Who was Amber Rose?
That's the chick that he was dating before. That's her... Hey, Melissa, that was her name, right? Hi. Amber Rose? Hi. Okay, yeah.
Oh,
yeah, I think that was the chick that he was dating before him and... What's her nuts got married.
Yeah. She should have stuck around with Ray J.
Those dudes that do the hacky sack master, like Leon Sugarfoot, the big black dude on YouTube.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
The Blacky Sack. He did this stupid ass song about Kanye West liking to get fingers in his ass. That was pretty funny. Also, that's
jumped
on
it real quick
here.
what a waste of space.
Seriously. Before we leave space, there was one thing that I had. It was they're working on the James Webb Space Telescope.
I read about that. It's coming.
Yeah. 2018, October 2018 is when they're wanting to launch it. I guess it's going to be the Hubble. Right now, the Hubble orbits at 570 kilometers. And then the James Webb Space Telescope is going to orbit at 1.5 million kilometers. So quite substantially further out. And then the mirror for it is going to be at damn near three times the size of the Hubble one. They're trying to take pictures of... It's like a 10-year mission, I guess. But they showed like a diagram of what they were trying to photograph. And it was like, here's the Big Bang. And then over here... And then it gave you like timelines of like, this is when this amount of time occurred. And then there was like that black, the dark area or the dark era or whatever, or the hell did they call it? It was a dark something. Don't remember. I'll remember it later. And then after that, it was like when the universe started to expand and everything like started to get its shit together. The James Webb Telescope is trying to take a picture from where we are now to the edge of that dark era. Like it's almost looking back in time, it's able to see so far. Fucking,
I mean,
incredible.
That's basically what all of our telescopes do, right?
Yeah, I mean, for sure, because everything's getting here.
So we're just trying to view further back, catch it sooner.
It's gonna have,
so you don't have to wait another million years for that light to get here.
Yeah. It's going to have super sensitive infrared that I guess is able to be seen through, or they can see through nebulas with it, and they're going to be able to get like crazy better information about distant planets and
NASA quote, super crazy better pictures.
Super
like
crazy.
You're not going to believe it.
Pictures are going to be like, whoa, that was it.
Yeah. I read a little bit about the Webb telescope. What is that distance compared to the moon, right?
It's outside of the moon's orbit. It's past
right.
The moon, yeah. I think the moon's at like, what was it? At 1,000 kilometers? No, it's like 20,000 kilometers, isn't it? You'd think I'd remember some of this shit that we talk about on this podcast, man. And week to week, it's just...
It's 238,900 miles. So...
Huh, okay.
We need, like, that Jeopardy music while I convert miles to kilometers.
It's gonna be...
Oh, man.
Did you find it?
384,400 kilometers.
Okay.
And where's the Webb going to sit at?
1.5 million kilometers.
Wow.
And the sun.
Wow.
The sun's 150 million kilometers. It's only going to take them from launch to it reaching its orbit and starting its orbit is only going to take 29 days. And not even a full
month. Was it 13 days to the moon? Was that far?
It's going to be at the moon by day three.
Right. Okay. So maybe 3 days.
Well, I mean, technology is a little different now. So I don't know. I don't know how fast they're cruising versus how fast. This is unmanned. So they might just slingshot this motherfucker as hard as they can.
Yeah. They're not having to slow down for, you know, a landing or anything. But that's still, that's crazy that, you know, less than a month it's going to make it a 1.5 million kilometers away.
Dude, it's bananas. I guess there's another one out there that is a European. They're launching the web from France, but it's considered an American satellite. And then the other one is called the Herschel, and it's currently at 1.5 million kilometers, and it's doing the same thing, and it has infrared cameras on it also, but they're not as strong. So like they have very opposite.
I wonder what some of the images from that thing look like. I don't think I've ever looked them up.
Pretty rad, but you know how it is with those. Some of them are not doctored, but like enhanced to make shit pop out and with like overlays on it. So they have a picture of the Andromeda galaxy on there with an X-ray overlay on it, or the Andromeda galaxy.
Yeah.
And it's pretty sick, man. You see like the big, like, the spiral thing. Yeah. With like the big light in the middle and then scattered out stars. Looks pretty rad.
It kills me that all our galaxies lay on what appears to be a flat plane.
Yeah. It's so crazy.
Like I know there is a deviation up and down, but holy crap. Like the fact that there are just a bunch of disks out there floating around. Like Mars is just that way. Is it up or down? No, it's just that way.
It's just that way.
All right. Well,
That's all I got for.
Well, that'll take us out of the science aspect. It sounds like a cat is playing with giant metal balls somewhere behind me. I don't own a cat, so I don't know what it is. I might be about to die. just hearing ding-a-ling, ding-a-ling. All right.
Yeah, I might know who it is, but best of luck. I'll let you know if I see somebody behind you.
step. You're famous as shit.
Yeah, for reals. I could retire.
Yeah. So, moving then on to our next section of video game news.
My personal favorite.
Ooh, it's been a good week, sir. I've been playing the beta
for
Tom Clancy's The Division.
Tell me it was awful.
Can't do it.
Really?
It's decent. I'll give you the ups and downs. It is a story-based open-world shooter in the main part of the game.
Yeah.
So you're going to show up. A disease has riddled New York City, basically, and they've quarantined an area that is safe. Outside of that safe is the Black Zone. When you're inside the safe zone, you are an operative. You can team up with other players that just pop in. So, like, as I'm running around doing missions, there's other guys that go hopping by. Because for some reason, people still believe that jumping moves faster. It's not the case anymore.
That's why VR will never take off.
But you still see people just hopping along. Or doing the barrel roll, they'll like run and barrel roll, they run and barrel roll.
Yeah, the Legend of Zelda. Yep, yep, yeah, yep, yep, yeah.
So they're doing that along the way, but so you show up and you fight off a bunch of looters. You get inside and you're Black Ops. You're part of the Division. You're like a CIA agent, and you get there and you have a base of operations that you have to get back online. You can only do the med lab during the beta, but there's a tech lab. There's an area to build and make weapons and stuff to do research. And
that's interesting. So is that like a personal progress thing, or is that like a server progress?
When you show up into your safe house,
mm-hmm.
it's just you.
Okay.
So I don't know how they're going to do it if we want to do story missions together. I do know how they're going to do it. They're doing it probably the exact way they're doing the beta. I teamed up with a group of guys yesterday and played for a few hours. And we went in, and when each of us would go into the safe house, we were the only operative. They would disappear. The team leader would select a mission, and that mission would pop up on my waypoint. I could go do the mission – come back and upgrade my safe house any way I wanted to with that new intel. So I could do exactly what they want to do. I could do different, didn't matter. But the missions are all going to be kind of the same. You can play them together, but you're upgrading your own safe house that nobody else can see.
So the missions aren't linear then. It's just, you're just essentially going out to harvest like experience or like intel or whatever, and then coming back to upgrade your...
It's like you open up the med lab and they tell you Dr. So-and-so was kidnapped and these looters are making her work for them and fix their injured. And then you leave the safe house and everybody goes, oh, you want to go do that mission? And he selected it. And then we ran off and did that mission. Once you find her, your cut sequence is just you. And then you can run back to the base and unlock now the med station because she's been rescued.
Gotcha.
And then you can go to a little laptop and it'll say, oh, now you can upgrade you can have a pharmacy or you can have, you know, instant. Well, anyway, all this stuff relates to your personal abilities, like better healing shots or a gun that you can shoot that will heal your teammates.
So now that you say that, are they doing it somewhat they are taking somewhat of a Holy Trinity approach to it with it being like a tank, a healer, and damage dealers, or?
You're all the exact same if you play it that way. Like, you have three different tiers of skills you can upgrade. It's same as, like, the last Call of Duty.
It's like Black three Ops different avenues, right? Like, you can take, right. like, the healing ability, or you can take, like, there's, like, a shield
grenade
or some shit.
Or a shield, yeah. Correct. Yeah. So, you could build a group of guys. Like, if there was three of us playing, I could focus only on healing, and you could focus only on defense, and that guy could focus all on intel or whatever the middle one is.
Okay.
You could play it that way, or you could play it across the board. You can join teams randomly. So, like, I just was running around, and these guys they sent me an invite, and I joined their little team, and we ran off.
Right on.
I keep telling you about this before I get into the goods and the bads. You move from that after you complete. There's only one storyline mission available in beta. So I finished that, and I ran around, did a lot of stuff inside. Then you can go out into the dark area, the dark zone. You get to the dark zone, you step through the door, you put on a gas mask, and your comms cut out, and you have no more communication with the main base. When you're out there, you're a mercenary. You can kill other players, and you could be killed by other players. If you kill a non-combatant player, you become marked. And then there's a bounty, a DZ bounty. So you can collect money in the regular realm,
mm-hmm.
like regular money that you can spend. In the dark zone, you get dark zone money that can only be spent at these like black market dealers for weapons.
Okay.
That you cannot use in the storyline. You just use them out there. Now you can find stuff in the DZ, which is the best equipment, like way better than what you're going to find in the regular
sure.
mode. And then you have to call for a helicopter. When the helicopter lands, you run up, you throw whatever gear you found on it, and it takes it back, cleans it, and then puts it in a locker for you.
Into the clean area?
Yeah, back in the clean area.
Does it still stay in the DZ?
Nope, goes back to the clean area.
Okay.
Then you have to go back to your home base, and then you can equip it to your regular items. Once you've extracted them, they're yours. If you're running around with them in your backpack, and some asshole decides to shoot you while you're trying to hang it on the fucking helicopter...
Yeah.
He can just come and take it.
That's awesome.
So you move in groups, and one or two of you at a time run up and put your shit on there, because someone's going to throw a grenade in there.
For sure.
I played yesterday, and a whole group of guys came up, and we literally ran out, didn't have anything to turn in, and went, oh, shit, they're all about to die. Because it was like 10 or 15 guys trying to load shit on this helicopter.
Yeah.
And you watch one guy run up. Stop, back up, and just start lobbing grenades. And he's like, why not? Like, if I worst case scenario, I die and lose my five items.
Right.
Best case scenario, I kill 10 players and get a rucksack full of
shit. You get at least one reason to call a helicopter in, right? Like, there's a fucking reason that thing's there, so you may as well give it a good college try.
Yeah, so we let him kill those people, and then we massacred him.
Like you do.
But when you kill an innocent, you become marked, and there's a bounty. He killed, like, 8 people. His bounty was unreal. So, like, he does this, and then we're just like, he turned, he, like, see his character run out, and then look at us and try to run. Like, a dude I'm with just sniped him, bah, put him down. And so we become, like, heroes for doing it. We just grab his shit and throw it on the helicopter. So now we got all of the shit.
Nice. Hell yeah.
But there was a couple flaws to it when it comes to that aspect that they'll probably get worked out. I'm not real sure. One of the things is when you get killed, you don't die instantly. You go down.
Mm-hmm.
And then a teammate can revive you. If you're marked, you also go down. And if you have our squad became marked a couple times. If your squad becomes marked, if I'm in the squad, I become marked, our whole squad becomes marked.
Ooh, okay.
So they can boot me, they can kick me the fuck out, and then they go back to not being marked, or they can hunker down and help me kill everyone.
Okay.
Which is what these guys did. They were pretty rad.
That's pretty rad.
So
that'd be fun as hell, man. Well, that sounds exciting.
This was really good. They're going to have to make the place huge. You can see the map. It looks big, but probably a third of it looks like it's available right now. It needs a lot more than 2/3 more space.
Really?
These helicopters, when you get on, dude, when I was playing like Saturday night, you just like fucking swarms of people running around this place. There's just tons of people, you know, and it's too tempting to just start killing people.
Dude, I'm surprised there's this people running around in the dark zone and people are being like.
Oh, most of the time you run past, somebody will point a gun at you, and if you just don't acknowledge them, they'll drop their weapon and keep going.
Hmm.
Like, most of the time they're good, but this is all beta. These are all people that more than likely play video games enough to get a fucking beta key. Like, you've either bought an NVIDIA card, or you're part of some forum, or you knew where to sign up early enough.
Yeah.
This isn't...
Or you pre-ordered it.
12-year-olds.
Well,
like,
I mean,
pre-orders a few, but you're gonna, dude, come on, day one. PC may be better. On Xbox, it's gonna be a fucking nightmare. It's just an absolute nightmare. It's gonna be ridiculous.
That sounds fun. It with the shit, what was I gonna ask? With the missions, do they? Is there like a level system? Are you gaining experience and shit and unlocking
There's
stuff?
A level system in both the DZ and the main player.
Oh, okay.
The main game. You can play the main game and become a level 50 and rock the whole thing out and never step foot in DZ. But the good gear is out there. So the objective is supposed to be you go loot in the DZ, you come back and play story modes.
Yeah.
So you should equal up. Now there's NPC bad guys out in the DZ that are a lot harder.
Okay.
You'll get killed. I mean, you'll get killed by regular. If you're running in a squad, it's not so hard. If you're by yourself, I've died a few times just running around by myself and turn a corner and some dude smacks me with a baseball bat and I got shotguns me in the face and I'm like, shit. Oh, health on this game is a motherfucker, dude. This isn't Call of Duty. You're not a bullet sponge. You die quick.
What about the NPCs? Because the issue that I saw with one guy playing through it was the NPCs just seemed to just take it. Like they ran up on a group of like, it was like 5 gang members that they ran up on. And it was just 3 of those guys running around. And they got into a firefight with these guys and they're like hammering bullets into these dudes. Like magazines, and finally they die. And
yeah.
that was an earlier version of the game than what you played. So
I can tell you when that does happen. When I started off and I was a level 1 or 2,
yeah,
and I ran to the back end of the DZ where it said hard, like you go through and there's like a you run through it, but it'll say the numbers and shit up at the top.
Yeah.
And it said hard level experience 7 through 13.
Okay.
If I ran in there as a 2, dude, I could just hammer away and they wouldn't fucking die.
Okay.
Like it would take a while, like grenades would take a little bit off. So it's definitely rank does that, because when you go to the, if you're in the main storyline, those NPCs are like 2-3 shots and they're down.
Oh, okay, cool. So it scales. It's not going to be like just.
It's they're not just soaking it up and running around, and they do react to certain things. Like you can clip some dudes in the leg, and it'll say downed, and their health bar will still be up, but he's fucking limping around.
Yeah,
like,
that's cool.
So there was some of that. It's not as good as I would hope. I mean, I think it's ridiculous that if a guy has a real high level of body armor on, you basically have to hit him in the face to do damage.
Oh, okay.
And he'll take a magazine to drop when you're in the hard level. And we're talking headshots. Like, I've got a decent scope, and I'm just like, dude's just sucking.
His
like,
head fucking rocking. Yeah. That shit's funny as hell, man.
So that's annoying. But overall, gameplay was a lot of fun. It is something new. The idea of being able to go full-on story mode, collecting gear and doing your own upgrades.
Mm-hmm.
Main storyline is fun. That's a fun way to play a game. That's very...
I like the co-op aspect of it, dude. That's the most appealing thing to me about the whole thing. And now the DZ shit sounds badass.
DZ is that was something I wasn't even ready for it. I didn't know, like, I go wandering out there, and then it's like a big warning pops up the first time you go out. PvP play is completely allowed and acceptable out there.
Awesome.
Like, the only thing that's going to happen to you is you're going to get a red skull on you that says that you're a bad dude. And if you do that enough times, instead of saying non-combatant, when somebody cites you in, it'll say deranged, even if you're white. So, like, even if, like, you'll turn red, if you look at a dude and his name bar is red,
yeah,
you're fucking off him and you'll get money. If his name bar is white and you kill him, you become...
He's considered non-combatant at that point, right? And you take
a
hit.
Even if he says deranged, that's just somebody you watch. Like, there's a chance that dude's just going to follow you around for a while and
gonna
shotgun you.
He's going to pop off at any fucking second.
he's done it several times. A lot of this stuff is not... Like, it wasn't new to the game developers. They knew it was going to happen. When you go to, like, request the helicopter the first time, a little warning pops up and says, like, dudes that are looking to kill you. I forgot what it calls them if you go off the rails.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're marked, it was like marked players will hunt you down at these locations. Like, that's when you order the helicopter, everyone's screen in the DZ says that the helicopter has been ordered.
Really?
Yep. That way, and now there's twofold to that. That way, if you've got shit and you want to go drop it off, you can go drop it off. But if you're just looking to be an asshole, you can go hunt it down wherever that is and do it.
Man, but that's only if you're marked and you'll call in a helicopter.
No, that's everybody.
Oh, that's oh, okay. Jesus.
So, like, if I go call in a if somebody, let's say you're playing the game right now and I'm near a DZ, not really, I'm just off in a building doing something, and I got some shit on me, and you call a helicopter, it takes like 2 minutes to land. So if I'm running and I'm close to one and you got like 5 seconds till you land, I can run up and piggyback off you and ship my gear off.
Oh, okay.
Without having to go on my own. Like, I can just run up and use your gear drop.
So they're communal.
Yeah.
Okay.
But one person has to order it.
Gotcha.
Like, they don't just keep coming. They just, like, you run up, I can order one. And then it will say, drop zone activated. And then a timer will start running. And there might be 3 or 4 of them running at one time. Some people use it, like, to run up and get your gear off. And some people get on top of a building with a sniper rifle. And
Are the buildings fairly accessible? Like, is that a possibility?
There's quite a few of them, not all of them.
Okay.
But there's, on every city block, there's probably 1 or 2 accessible buildings.
Right on.
So you can... There's definitely rooftops. There's shooting up windows. There's scaling Connex boxes and
cool, like fire escapes and shit like that.
Yeah. Oh, you can get on fire. There's ropes hanging off some of the buildings. You could jump on them and slide down.
Nice.
There's always multiple ways in and out of every building.
That's good.
No, it was a lot of fun. There was some negatives. Negatives I got for it are scopes. Unless you get a precision scope like a sniper rifle, they don't mean dog shit. They don't mean anything. I get a reflex sight and I get a holographic sight. Those should be two very different sights, and they are the exact same.
Really?
When you aim down sight, you don't actually aim down the sight. It just focuses in.
Oh, like, okay.
Kind of off to the side. And then if you get one of these special sights, it zooms in like 1.5 times more and then puts a red dot in that focus.
Yeah.
You're not actually looking through a rectal. That's annoying.
Huh.
Like, if I'm going to fight out in the DZ for gear, it should make a massive difference. So, like, I got this expensive scope all of a sudden that gave me 2-point-something times magnification, but it looks just like every other scope. It just focuses in, and then you have to click tab to activate it every time. If I put a scope on something, when I pick up the weapon, I should see through it. But it doesn't. You pick up the weapon, and then you have to hit tab, and then it does the little red dot.
What does your right click do?
Well, right click is to aim down sights, but when you have the scope attached, mm-hmm. and you right click, it doesn't automatically go to the enhanced sight.
Oh, I see. So you can
so
use like iron
sights.
So
it always looks. It's not, but it's not iron either. It's third person. Like, you can still see your weapon, and then if I aim down sights, it's just focuses in more in front of me, but I'm not looking down the rifle.
Oh, okay, I understand.
It's,
like,
yeah,
it tightens in.
It's not Call of Duty
style. Tightens in like closer over your shoulder.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and then it's got like little markers, right? Like little parentheses or something, and then the dot's white. Well, when you zoom in with a better scope, the dot just turns red. But it doesn't change. Like, if you're going to let me upgrade the scopes, it should be almost Call of Duty style, like where you can you're actually looking through something different.
Yeah.
You're just not. So a 1.5 times ACOG or holographic sight or reflex sight are all the exact same.
Okay.
Visually, when you look down them, one might be worth 400 credits more. But it's not any different, really. That's annoying. I did find out from a guy I was playing with that if you have a precision rifle, the scopes change.
Oh, okay.
So you're actually looking through crosshairs in a sniper rifle.
Gotcha.
So it's very Counter-Strike-esque, right? Like, it's...
I mean, somewhat. Counter-Strike just had zero scopes, unless it was
sniper
rifles, yeah. Except for the what was it, the SIG?
I'm
talking 1.6. It was SIG and the fucking Steyr AUG. Yeah. That was it.
Think of that. Like, okay. you can right click and it will focus in, but you're not looking down the sight.
Do they have a projected release date for it yet?
March.
That's March. Yeah, we talked about this last fucking episode.
First or second week, I think. It's pretty early March.
Okay.
It's coming up. I mean, this is a very late beta.
Yeah.
that's
another thing that
changes,
made me real nervous.
Stress test. You know, it's got to be stress test for these guys. It's Ubisoft.
Yeah.
I don't know. The game ran flawlessly. I didn't have any issues.
That's good.
I haven't had any.
Did it look good?
No crashes, nothing. Oh, God, it looks fantastic.
Right on.
It does. It looks really good. You can pick up... I like this. It doesn't mean anything, but I like it. You can pick up apparel in the DZ, or in the regular game, for that matter. So you kill a bunch of bad guys. One of them might drop... You know, it's Borderlands, sort of. Like, you can kill a bunch of NPCs, and you can kill them 5 times. One time, they might drop a rare item.
Okay.
Run up and it'll be like a baseball cap or something.
Oh, okay. Like little goofy accessories and shit.
Yeah, and most everything has been very safe. It's not nothing like I haven't got like a duck hat or something. It's all like
a fucking
I got this torn up jacket,
rubber
or I got
horse
that
mask
torn up jacket. Yeah, I got a beanie, or I've got like a snow cap with the bill. And but you know, it's I like the little things like that.
That is neat. That yeah.
All your armor and everything you pick up along the way. So you pick up gloves that are you know, combatant Oakley gloves, and you can grab those, or farmer gloves. You can get better backpacks for carrying more gear. You can get.
Can you take
holsters.
Your pants off?
No.
Okay.
I don't think you can unequip your pants.
Damn. That'd be
you
all right.
You can equip new pants.
You can equip new pants?
Yeah, you can get new pants.
I wonder if
new shirt.
I wonder if no pants is an yeah. item.
Yeah.
That'd be sweet.
You have unlocked the no pants dance.
Daisy Dukes.
Yeah. community, guys talk to each other a lot. The microphone's got a pretty sweet auto-enable feature. So as long you set your marker to how loud you have to talk to auto talk.
Yeah.
And then, which, I mean, that's nothing new, but it's a nice feature. I like it. It
for
works
sure.
pretty well too.
What,
so you don't hear people just
breathing.
Just breathe.
Yeah. That's
most
rough.
Of the time.
I have a hard fucking time with that. So. What's the squad size?
So far, I haven't seen a cap. I'd have to look it up. There was like at one point we had like 8 of us running around.
Oh, cool. Okay.
And then we cut it down to like 4, and we did work like that. When it was like when we had like 8 or more, there was some of us playing the main mission while some of us were in the DC. Like,
yeah.
And then we would you can and this is a cool thanks for bringing that up because it brings me this feature. You can jump to squad mates.
Oh, cool.
So once you've joined a group, if I die, not in the DZ, you cannot fast travel at all. You gotta hoof it. But if you're in the regular zone and you die in a mission and you pop back somewhere else, you can fast travel back to your guys.
Nice.
Or if you stop and start equipping gear and they run off, start another mission, once you're done, you just hit fast travel and shoot right to them.
Well, that's cool. That's good. So. Instead of, yeah, that's good. Fucking being like a mile behind everybody, just
yeah,
everybody's a steamroller.
They're just killing, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if you've ever played a game with Devin besides like Call of Duty or Rocket League. But playing Diablo with that dude is a fucking nightmare. You can't pick up items. That's not an option. It's you're running. It's onward, and that's it. Don't look down. Fuck face.
I did notice that there's a lot of guys playing this game that are stuck in that mindset. It's a run and shoot game.
Yeah.
They'll gun down people and jump over the obstacle and keep cooking. And I'm just back there like, oops, scope and attachment and loot all, Like, I got to go find a helicopter, guys. I'm fucking over-covered. And they're like, oh, you're carrying stuff? Yeah.
Yeah. It's the point of the game, man. Yeah.
There was 3 chests back there. Like, there was a treasure goblin around that corner. I don't know if you guys knew that.
Whoa. A treasure goblin.
So well, there is that.
I'm happy it looks good. I was very middle of the road with it. I didn't know what to feel about it.
I went ahead and had 0, like, I don't know what to call it. I didn't have any opinion about it going into it.
Yeah.
No prejudice whatsoever. I didn't read about it. I saw a couple of things when they were like, it's going to change the face of gaming. And I was like, nope, I'm not even going to listen to it because then I'll hate the game.
Right.
Because I'm going to go, I'll find a reason to report that it wasn't the new face of gaming.
Seriously. I think overhype, games being overhyped is a huge problem with damn near every single game that's out.
This one is a good game.
That's cool.
As long as it keeps going on this, it'll be a lot of fun to play. I think that Vermintide game is a fucking blast. It's the most fun I've had playing a video
game.
That's
a lot
of
fun.
It's like that. It's this community. But imagine that game where there's 1,000 other players running around also doing groups and also doing missions. And it was a lot of fun. I really liked it.
Did they do this is my last question about it. Did they do instances for when you're engaging on a mission? So like if you and like you, me, Matt, and Mike are doing a mission, can another team of guys like stumble upon us while we're trying to go through a mission? Not in the DZ, but in like the regular story mode, for lack of a better term.
I don't see how they couldn't, but because you can run out of it. Like,
okay.
You could just stop participating and leave.
Okay.
How the missions work, instead of being like a linear story mode, you'll get some lady will come on your comms and go, the daughter of the mayor was fucking kidnapped. And then, or whatever it was, I forgot who she was, but it was some chick. And then you go to where she was last known, and you guys got these high-speed watches, and they find some clue, and then it reconstructs it, and then in little pixels, you kind of get to see what happened.
Okay.
Right? Like, it'll show images of people getting shot, and like, flying through the air.
Yeah.
Still frame. There's a square that image plays in. If you turn and run out of that square, you just see a bunch of people standing around staring at each other.
Okay.
You run into that square and you can see all the shit that they see.
Okay.
So if I activated, everyone in the squad that stands in that square can see it. So I assume if Joe Blow runs up and runs in that square, he would see it too.
Hmm.
And you can replay the mission over and over again.
Right on.
Like, just because you won't get anything for it, but I could run right back around to the beginning and hit play again and watch it. And then go to the next point, go to the next point, go to the next point, and then save her again if I wanted to. But so I think they're just little markers set up.
Okay. Cool. Well, it sounds neat.
Yep. That was a long time on that game. Sorry.
No, you're good.
I did a lot of play. I really liked it, and I'll be buying the game when it comes out.
Hell yeah. It sounds rad. Hopefully it handles well when the server takes the full load.
Right.
I mean, that shit never launches perfectly, but hopefully they can fix it quickly.
The other issue I got that I think would happen is that it's just not going to be big enough. The community could kill this game. If it's not big enough for small groups of people to go do missions, and you can just sit and hunt people because there's just too many people.
Yeah.
Like, if you log on and 40 people are marked, you're not going to be able to hunt them all down before they have a timer that runs. It's like a minute, 2 minutes, whatever it is. Their timer runs out, then they're not marked anymore.
Okay.
So if you go walk in the DZ and half the players are fucking marked, and everybody's just killing it, there's not going to be any gear to pick up.
They might do like a sub server thing where.
That's what I'm hoping for. Yep. I'm hoping that you can log in with X number of people, and that's how many people are there. Like Grand Theft Auto does.
Yeah.
I didn't read anything on this, so maybe they've already announced it, but that has to be how it goes. If you let everybody into that place. Or if the servers are just too big, it's going to be a nightmare.
Right. That's definitely.
And I'll quit playing it. Like, Saturday night was one of those times where eventually I was just like, I'm done. Like, I'm done trying to go hunt and find for an hour to find gear because there's not a lot in the beta. Finally find something and die every time because some dude that ran around with me was just waiting on me to find him stuff.
Wow, what a fucking dick.
You know, like, there was a guy literally running around with me. And then I set off the thing, and he shot me, and I turned around. I was like, what the fuck? And then he just, grenade, and then just killed me right there. And I was like, you fucking cocksucker, dude. I called him every name in the book before I died. I was just so mad. So, you know, the community could kill it. But hopefully
community is good at that, that's for sure.
The other game, not to just keep rambling here, the other game I played was Scrap Mechanic.
Dude, and watching you try to build that flying or driving shitbox that you were working on last night, I was laughing like out loud. That was,
that game
fucking hilarious.
It's nothing right now. It has great potential. It is in alpha. It is. Right now, they give you, here's your little world. It's not very big. here is a 20 items or something, and build whatever you want. And you have the main thing to know about the game is you get some building supplies, like metal or wood. You get some, like, air ducts. There's so much weird shit. Staircase beams, some bricks. But the big deal is you get a lift that you could deploy.
Mm-hmm.
That you press up or down arrows. I think you saw me build my stuff on it. And holds everything in place. Then you have bearings, and you have motors or switches. And you can make... You can throw a couple of blocks and then throw a bearing, you know, vertically and attach it to a steering wheel. So when you turn left, the bearing rotates left. You turn right, the bearing rotates right. Now you got steering.
Yeah.
Then you throw a bearing on the side and you throw a wheel on it. On the back end, you can throw a couple bearings, throw a motor, connect the motor to the bearings. Now the motor connects to the steering unit and the gas pedal. And then W, A, S, and D control the motor and the steering. So now you have a car. And it's just very simple. Connecting it is just a tool. There's not any crazy, like, really wire the whole way.
Yeah, that looks real cool.
Yeah, it's very quick. You get stuck doing vehicles real quick. So, like, I built, like, rocket ships. I built that weird hover thing. It hovers, by the way.
Does it? Oh, did you get it working?
I get around. It's not awesome, but it does. But, again, there's no tutorials. It's not like you're – I mean, I'm sure there are, but
– when you fired it off and it would just – just start flying away from me, and you're fucking trying to run after it, and you get your fat little ass up in there, and then it just like nosedives and endos. That was so
just
fucking
sitting upside
funny.
Down with the burners going on.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, there's proximity switches. It's got a lot of fun stuff. Right now the game is novelty. You are supposed to be able to attack. They give you like a hammer, like a big fucking Thor's hammer thing. And you're supposed to be able to build it even says, like, in the description, like, defenses and stuff. So this game should progress into either a survival game like Minecraft, or it's going to go into, like, a PvP thing. You should be able to – you can – I know this for a fact. You can join my world. So if you bought the game
– I did see on the Steam video that there were two of those little worker guys mobbing around.
Right. So you and I could be in a world together and just Minecraft it up. You make whatever you want.
Yeah.
Make a bunch of cars and rocket ships. And, like, the guy had put out a thing where he talks about, you know, making vehicles with multiple controls is a lot of fun. So, like, somebody can control throttle and somebody can control steering. And the guy made a house that converts into something and drives away. Like, there's a thing called a control box, which, when activated by a switch, will rotate a bearing a number of degrees in a sequence. So it can go right, then up, then down. And then you can lay a bunch of them together so... You can make a transformer, basically.
You can make, like, walkers and shit, too, right?
You can make, like, walkers, right. You can hit the button over and over again and make it, like, this one bends, then this one bends, and that one bends, and this one bends. And then it just...
So dude, that's how you lose days out of your life. Dude, that's tough.
I don't remember this, but Melanie got up for work at a very reasonable time today. Like, she didn't have to leave till 7-something. And tried to tell me goodbye, and I guess I was just like throwing the cover over my head and didn't want to hear it, because when I looked down and it was almost 3 a.m. after I got off from talking to you, and I just kept playing. Like I was like, I'm making this hover car work, and you just dude,
the projects are gonna start getting bigger and bigger.
Oh yeah, it's insane. I made a star. Let's just focus on that for a second. There's a star in my world. If you go in and look up at the sky, you'll see a star. And it's because I built a rocket that flew so perfect and straight that it reached the top of the map.
Yeah.
And just stuck. So you can see the burner so far off in the distance that it just looks like a star. And I've launched like 20 of these things, and I keep finding pieces everywhere because none of them go straight up. I'm trying to litter the top with just stars. So I'm just building like a platform with 4 rockets and a switch, and then I just turn the switch on and back up and watch it go.
Dude, it looked fun. It looked clean too. I like that it kind of got away from that voxel based Minecraft
it looks
look,
like Team Fortress,
like that blocky. I mean, don't get me wrong, Minecraft's fucking amazing, but that imagery has been so abused over the last 4 years that I'm getting kind of tired of it, to be completely honest.
And I think we'll see a lot with this too, because this is like Gary's Mod or this game or Team Fortress or Dirty Bomb. Like, everybody's using this style now. It's like the new version of Minecraft. So it'll probably get played out. I'm obviously doing alpha testing, so I try to break it, right? Like, that's the point. And was able to get a error message pop up on my screen that says, "You're playing the game wrong. Stop." It just appeared on my screen. I built a giant rocket with a couple different relays and like 8 rockets and just a chair with no steering. And I lit it off and I was able to sit down before it went too crazy. And it went nuts, dude. Like, I hit the edge of the map and it flipped over and it kept bouncing. My neck was all stretched out one way, like a graphic. Dude, graphics started going wild. And then it hit the ground and I went through the ground. And then it sprung me back out into the world and just stopped. Everything stopped and a warning popped up. Said I was doing it wrong. The other way I can get the graphics to freak out real bad. The guy, like, his arms will stretch way out and his head gets all distorted. I made a motor running full blast, spinning a chair. That's all it did. Just a chair spinning. And you can run up and hit E and you'll jump on the chair while it's spinning. And it just turns you into a pile of spaghetti. But it didn't crash it, but it looks ridiculous. It just makes the whooshing of air sound.
Yeah.
So, like, my headset was just... But, yeah, so far the only way I've been able to break it was in an uncontrollable rocket that was... I mean, it would just hit this mountain and then turn around and hit the ceiling and then turn around. I mean, it was going so fast because I had so many rockets on it.
That's funny.
I was able to get a warning, but it didn't freeze the game. It just reset me and told me to stop. So
it looks fun.
Yeah.
It looks badass. Are they talking about adding like mining or anything to it, or is it going to be just...
I hope there is item acquisition. I think this game loses its fun the second you start off with everything.
Yeah.
And then you geek out for like 2 48-hour periods nonstop. Yeah. And you go, all right, I'm done.
But if you have like somebody else's base to attack, that'd be fun.
If there's attacking, that's different. But if there's no spending, if there's no monetary value to what I'm using, then I'll just build the most ridiculous fort with like spinning chainsaws. Like, if there's just an abundance, if there's just whatever I want. It's like doing Minecraft in that
creative mode. Yeah, definitely.
You know, that becomes... It's fun. It's fun to put...
It's fun to fuck around and make a couple...
TNT blocks.
Yeah. Yeah, that and like redstone triggers and stuff. And then it's just kind of like, eh, whatever. There's no risk.
There's no risk. So, yeah, I die, but I don't lose anything. Then what's the point? But... for being just I think it's either alpha or pre-alpha. There's not a lot of game there. So much fun.
That's good.
so much fun to play. Oh, did you try anything else?
I got beta access for a game called Riders of Icarus, and the concept sounded real cool. It's an MMO. It plays pretty similar to a game called Ion that came out in 2009, but it's your typical like class-based fantasy MMO, but they're focusing a lot on mounts, and you're eventually going to be able to tame like a Pegasus or a dragon or something like that. And then there's supposed to be like a big aerial combat focus to it where you're fighting like larger than life, like god monsters and shit like that. I played it for about an hour today, and it is, I mean, it's closed beta, so it's still fairly early, but it's too far along to have any hope in it. Like, the controls were clunky as fuck, and it,
I'll say, by beta, it's supposed to be just polishing and stress tests.
Right. Yeah,
I excuse it in an alpha, but
it's weird that they have a left click to move mechanic. So, like, when you, if you're trying to click on an enemy and you misclick on the enemy, you'll just start running that direction
to him. Yeah.
Meanwhile, WS, A, and D still work just fine. So it's, I don't know if these guys have never played an MMO before. That seems to be, I don't know. I have my gripes about MMOs. I'm a picky bitch. And I think they're just getting further and further away from what the MMO crowd wants. And eventually, MMOs are going to become nothing, eventually. And it's not because the demand isn't there. It's because the game makers have just stopped making good games. They're dog shit.
I mean, how many times have we said it on this podcast? You especially, but you know, even I had looked for a good one.
Yep.
Like, you shouldn't still have to go back and buy and play Warcraft.
Yeah.
Like, there should be an answer by now.
Yeah, for sure.
Did you know who got really good ratings, actually, since they fixed the subscription-based thing, is The Elder Scrolls Online.
Man.
I think they're going to fail because they did so poorly out the gate.
Yeah.
Because it was a subscription-based MMO.
Right.
But they've changed that. And review-wise, looking pretty good.
The subscription things were never an issue for me for that game. My issue with that game was that it was just going to be fanboy central. I'm kind of biased towards BioWare games. I'm not a big fan of them, like Knights of the Old Republic and Mass Effect, Dragon Age, all those games. I think they're incredibly fucking boring. But that Star Wars game, the old Republic, Coder. Right? Yeah, Sweater. Yeah, the Old Republic. That game was, they called it an MMO. If you can play through the entire game by yourself and experience all of the content by yourself, that's not a fucking MMO. That's a single player game where other people are also playing a single player game in. It's essentially like going to a LAN center and playing Counter-Strike against bots. It doesn't make any fucking sense, man. It's a waste of fucking time and it's a waste of fucking resources. And if you're going to pay $15 a month for that, good on you. They bamboozled your ass real good. And it was just all the Star Wars fanboys who were like, oh my fucking God, this is amazing. I finally get to hear what happens with Malik.
Something.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
So bad. Like, that's what the MMO, everybody is starting to do now. Instead of making a good MMO, they make Marvel superhero MMO. They don't make anything new. It's all, here's your single player experience, and now we've made an MMO out of it.
Yeah.
Why can't, I mean, I want to see,
dude,
insert name here, like make a new name, make new noises out of your face and make it a new game.
Even if there's a couple that, I mean,
Star Trek MMO, Star Wars MMO.
Dude, Star Trek MMO,
Marvel MMO,
terrible.
DC Universe MMO.
The Star Wars Galaxies MMO was so fucking good. Was almost perfect. It was just close to being perfect. And then they just shit on it when they made Bounty Hunters and Jedi a selectable class right out of the gate. Because before that, you had to work your ass off to find out if you were even force sensitive. So you had to master like X amount of jobs or like skills. You had to be like a weapon crafter, an armor crafter, a smuggler. And you can do all of that with one character. You weren't picking a class at the beginning. You'd make your character and then you'd enter the world and be like, what the fuck am I going to do? Well, I guess I'll just start mining. I'll make some guns and then I'll go kill some shit. And then you start working on your shooting and then your shooting gets real good and then then you kill stuff, whatever.
Now you're a bounty hunter,
right?
Instead of,
but the thing was like the Jedi, you had to master all this stuff, and then you had a very high probability of reaching the end and finding out that you weren't even force sensitive, And that's essentially the game telling you to go fuck yourself. And your your counter response to that would be to go become a bounty hunter. So bounty hunters and Jedi were like the cat's pajamas in that game. And you had to work your tits off to get there. And then they just took that away. You could have houses. Houses were open to anybody who walked by it. Like it existed somewhere in the server. Like it existed somewhere on the map. And you could walk up. I could walk to your fucking house and just walk in the door if it's unlocked and go look through your shit. It wasn't this goofy instance shit where you select through a menu whose house you want to visit and you walk through the same door that you would for a thousand other people. And Ultima Online did that too. If they brought back that old school Ultima where you were just working on skills, you weren't building a specific character, you built exactly the character that you wanted. And granted, there's a risk of, I think Assurance Call did that too, but you run the risk of people figuring out like the insane combinations of skills. Like if I be like a warlock and a necromancer at the same time, like I end up getting this beastly firebolt skill or some shit like that that just evaporates people in one shot.
So you get rewarded for working your fucking ass off.
Right. Basically. And I mean,
like, yeah. I'm sorry that you get too powerful, but that's, I mean, you did better
right.
than the other people.
I agree. I mean, and that's when job security for developers come in and you start balancing that shit. You can't just let it go on, but sure as shit, don't just give everybody the firebolt. That's not the right way to fucking fix it.
No. Well, I hope there's something. So, Riders of Icarus, is that what you called it? Riders or Raiders?
Riders, R-I-D-E-R-S.
Wah, wah,
yeah.
Wah, wah.
Yeah, I'd give it a no-go. Like I said, it's closed beta right now. I knew something was amiss when I got access for it 10 minutes after I signed up for beta. I was like, oh, I see.
Oh, there's no one. All right.
Okay.
I got closed beta for... just talked about it. The Elder Scrolls Online.
Oh yeah.
It never launched. I never couldn't get it to ever.
And you got it on console too, right?
No, I got it on. I did the Mac port.
Oh, okay.
It's a web based or whatever, so anybody can play it.
Oh, word. All right.
I guess, but I got it on. I was trying to play it on the MacBook. Which I'm sure I'll get 1,000. That's why it fucking sucked.
Well, I mean, I took every ounce of self-control for me to not just say that to you just now. Yeah. So,
but that was, you know, I didn't have the gaming laptop back then, so I used it to play like Eve and all that on there.
Yeah.
And I got that beta at the same time, so I tried to do it while I was playing Eve, and I just dove off into Eve. I almost loaded that game and started playing it again. Because I don't know how I did this, but I ended up back on their store page on Steam and watched the live play.
Yeah.
All, you know, like pops up and it says, none of this was this is all recorded in game or whatever. And the guy's like, we're going to jump warp into this area and take on the catalyst with this and this. And the guy's like, go. Like, dude, it sells. And I was like, I'm going to go play Eve again. I don't want to read all those books.
Dude, there's a couple game I want to play The Witness real bad. Have you?
I don't know.
It just came out Friday last week, I think. It came out last week sometime, and it. Do you remember Myst back when we were like 8?
Just wee little lads.
Yeah, it's like a remake of Myst, and I never played Myst back then. But it's like an island full of 600 plus puzzles that you have to solve. And
I saw that you added it to your want list. God, or
dude, I want to play it so bad. That and Darkest Dungeon, those are two games that aren't typically appealing to me or don't typically appeal to me, but something about those two games, I think it's the art style of Darkest Dungeon that is.
I saw the immerse yourself in an island world full of puzzles, and then I went full of puzzles and then clicked I don't do the puzzle.
Oh really?
No,
oh
just,
shit.
All right. Yeah.
Did you play Portal?
Doesn't like I was about to say I'm one of those assholes that doesn't like Portal.
Fuck, dude. That's my Portal 2 is my number one.
I've got it. I got it on this computer right now, and I play a little bit. It's all right. I don't know. It's one of those, like, dude, I get to that point where I'm like, I just want to move forward. Like, I don't know what it is.
We'll just get smarter.
Sometimes I just want to go. Yeah, I just want to go.
So, dude, the co-op for that game is a ton of fun. Yeah. Trying to, like, rely on teammates to not put you into a pit of spikes.
Maybe we should get on and do that one day.
It'd be killer.
Well, you got anything else in the realm of gaming?
I was scraping for game. I'm happy you brought game shit to talk about this week, because I was scraping pretty hard for shit to talk about. And I was looking at releases for this week, and the only thing that I saw that was relevant is XCOM 2 comes out on the 5th of February.
Do you like XCOM 1?
Not my type of game, man.
Not mine either. I didn't know what it was, and I bought it, played it. It was on Steam sale. Steam sale got me.
Yeah.
And I grabbed it, and I was like, what?
The people that like it love it. Like, like Mike and Matt got it.
I didn't know it was turn-based.
My cousin. That's that shit with that Darkest Dungeon. It's turn-based, and it's unforgiving. Like, when one of your characters dies, you don't get him back. You can play XCOM in Iron Man mode, where they're just unforgiving, just relentless as shit, and they just kill your men, and you never get your men back. You end up naming them like Steven 45789, because like 1, 2, 3 have since died.
All right. Well, if that's all, then
yeah,
I think,
man,
we can cut it here at the just over an hour and a half for this one.
Hell yeah. Right on. Well, yeah. I'm fucking blown away that we have 1,000 views. So thank you, everybody who watches, keeps watching. Please subscribe. It gives us an idea of whether or not there actually are people watching this, or
if randomly we're getting picked up by bots or the Chinese government.
Yeah.
Also, make sure you go to facebook.com/thehorribleinfluence and check us out there. At horribleinfluence.podbean.com. And if you're feeling generous, there's a link in the upper right-hand corner to become a patron. This will always be free, and we'll always keep doing it as such, but it does cost money, so anything that you feel like giving helps.
For sure. And if there's anybody out there that likes to make musics,
make us some music.
We need.
Also,
we need,
if you would
music.
Like to donate Beanie Babies, please send them to Tyler Wright at. I just want to see if I can get you flooded with Beanie Babies. All right, guys. Well, we love you, and we'll see you next week.
Later, everybody.